Was it for real? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. According to the Washington Post, the White House is not 100% sure that North Korea's nuclear device actually worked. The Washington Times went further, quoting an intelligence official as saying it was more fizz than pop. Now, with nukes, the testing is everything. These are weapons designed not so much for the physical battlefield as for the battlefield of the mind. For North Korea, a successful test is designed to force a negotiation. For us, however, a successful test actually prevents negotiation because we won't give in to nuclear blackmail. However, if we conclude it was not a nuclear explosion, but simply a hellaciously big conventional explosion, no nuclear blackmail. But Dave, you say, if it happened, it happened. Well, not necessarily. Oh yes, supposedly it blew a 4 on the seismograph, but we control all the good seismographs. We control all the good satellites. Suppose we just say, well, North Korea, you say you exploded something, but we didn't hear anything. Oh, we heard a little rattling somewhere, but we figured that was the sound of your dear leader having a cow. As a matter of fact, your test was so pathetic, we're not sure you're even in the axis of evil anymore. In fact, we're moving you to the spindle of irrelevance. From what we see on TV here, the main function of your million-man army is to hold up thousands of red placards and flip them at the same time during soccer games. You want to be a player on the world stage? Sell a bacon cheeseburger for 99 cents. In fact, your own people might appreciate that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.